These are the scratchy sounds of a 1944 movie theater newsreel recounting a major World War II battle, U.S. forces invading the Japanese-held island of Guam. It's a story you might see on the History Channel, but for a 95-year-old Ventura County man, this is a memory. The former Marine was there and still has the scars to prove it.
I was one of the fortunate ones, I'll tell you.
Maury McGuire was just 18 on December 7, 1941, when Japanese forces bombed Pearl Harbor and plunged the United States into World War II. He was living in Detroit, and after getting out of high school in 1942, he and his buddies decided to enlist.
I wanted to be a naval aviator. I and three of my buddies I grew up with went down to the naval office down in Detroit. The three other guys got accepted, but I got turned down because I had one molar missing. They said, now you get that taken care of, you know, and we'll see that you get into it. Yeah, I got the molars taken care of, but my good friend Jimmy Conlon had joined the United States Marine Corps. He did a sales job on me.
So McGuire enlisted in the Marines. After going through basic training, he was assigned to I Company, 3rd Battalion, 9th Regiment of the 3rd Marine Division. They were shipped to New Zealand and then the island of Guadalcanal for final training before seeing combat for the first time.
Our first campaign was the island of Bougainville. That was in November of 43. Bougainville was not a real difficult campaign for our outfit. We did have, you know, some combat, but we didn't have a lot of men killed or wounded.
While casualties were light, the Camarillo man admits being in combat for the first time was scary.
At that time, they were using what were called the Higgins boats. The front of it, you know, would drop. Marines that were huddled up in the doggone thing, you know, would run out, and then you're just looking where you could go and hide, you know. Because here you are, you're on the beach now, you know, and there's a lot of growth. So it was a very nervous situation, I'll tell you that.
He suffered a back injury, but it wasn't serious enough to keep him out of combat. After more training, his unit was given a tougher task. In 1941, right after the Pearl Harbor attack, Japanese forces overwhelmed the small U.S. garrison on the island of Guam. So on July 21, 1944, an armada of U.S. ships, including one carrying McGuire, was sent to retake the island. He didn't even make it through a full day of combat before he was wounded.
We were in a kind of a trench-like. We were going to climb up out of that to keep moving, you know, forward. That's when I got hit in the left arm. The fellow in the same squad that I was in was right behind me, and he got hit right in the head, killed him right there. I laid there, until a corpsman finally came up, started to dress my wound.
Between his back injury and arm wound, the war was over for McGuire. The Purple Heart winner says that wound probably saved his life because while he was in hospitals for months, many members of his unit died in their next battle on Iwo Jima.
Iwo was a wholesale slaughter. A lot of guys got killed right at the beach, you know. My fortune was that I didn't have to go to Iwo.
He says what was almost harder than combat was visiting the families of two of his buddies killed in Guam and sharing the stories of how they died. McGuire says survivors of his unit stuck together like glue after the war. But time has caught up with them, and out of 300 men, you can count those still alive on one hand.
The original I Company. Only three of us left.
McGuire got married after returning home. He and his wife Ann had six kids, which led to 14 grandkids and 14 great-grandkids. He had a long career in the auto and aerospace industries before retiring to Ventura County. He says even though he still has scars from the war, he's proud of his service.
Patriotism. I would do it again, to die if I have to, for this nation of ours.
McGuire says he'll proudly take part in Veterans Day events today and tomorrow. He says he hopes everyone takes at least a moment to remember those who served in uniform, and especially those who didn't come home. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.